Yes, that line forms
on the right page.
Not that Maggie.
Am I back?
Back in town.
Look out, old Maggie is back.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
I'm back.
WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 202 on the fan. McMonagle here with you, 888-808-1019. That's the number to call, and I expect you to do so between now and 5 a.m. when the warm-up show comes your way. Me and Fleek's got you. Till then, he's sitting there all smug with his LGM Mets hat, his Mets shirt, and I'm sitting here all annoyed as the New York Mets absolutely dominate the New York Yankees in this season's Subway Series to a level that, and maybe this is, I don't want this to sound condescending because I really don't mean it to be. I don't even remember the Yankees dominating Subway Series the way this Subway Series was dominated by the Mets. I'm sure there are years out there, and yes, you know, we were probably so, you know, hung up on how much better the Yankees were than the Mets that we don't remember it or recognize it. But here's the fact of the matter. The New York Mets absolutely embarrassed the New York Yankees. And I tweeted this and I meant it. Watching these four games, the Yankees have been one of the worst teams in all of Major League Baseball for 2.5 months. Excuse me, yeah, maybe 2 months, a little bit, 6-7 weeks, something like that. And over that stretch, they have lost series after series after series and had ugly loss after ugly loss after ugly loss. They've been beaten by their own division like a drum. They're going to go play the Red Sox this weekend. The Red Sox have embarrassed them and stole 9 bases in a game. It's been as ugly as you could have ever imagined for the New York Yankees for 7 weeks. As they whittled away their great record to start the regular season. Nobody has embarrassed the New York Yankees. Nobody has stepped on a field with the New York Yankees, even as they've been awful, and made it look like there are haves and have-nots, and there are good baseball teams in this league, and there are bad baseball teams in this league. Nobody has rubbed the Yankee fans' face in it. Nobody has embarrassed this franchise more in this disgusting stretch where we're sick to our stomachs on a daily basis. Nobody has made us feel worse than the New York Mets. They have absolutely kicked the tar out of the New York Yankees in every single way. And they have proved, without a shadow of a doubt, who the best team in this city is, what team between the two are more poised for a stretch run, who plays better baseball, who's more fun to watch, who's better managed, even say that one, who's better put together. Nothing has embarrassed this New York Yankee team like the New York Mets. So congratulations, Mets fans. And I know that's a shallow, that's not what you're looking to do. You got the Braves coming up, more important. But let's just take a minute. It is Subway Series. Let's take a second. For years, you've been the second-class citizen. For years, you've had the little brother syndrome, as us Yankee fans like to talk about it. And it's all congratulations on your World Series victory. Well, let me tell you something right now. This is as lopsided a Subway Series as I ever remember. And that's the takeaway from this game. That's the takeaway from these four games, really watching it. One team has a lineup that top to bottom, 1 through 9, looks like one of the better offenses in baseball. Looks like a force that keeps coming at you. Looks like there are threats at every single position. And the other one is a flat-out joke. And watching these two teams play, I might lie to myself more than some. I think Yankee fans, some of us lie to ourselves. Some of us are pissed off. some of us don't think there's a hope and chance in hell that they can recover from this and become anything worthy of being a World Series caliber team. And some of us play the game, and I'm one of them, who thinks, hey, you got Stan coming back, you got this one coming back, got the All-Star game coming back. The All-Star game coming back? What the hell am I talking about? All-Stars coming back. The trade deadline is what I meant, coming up. And maybe they can impact this team. But it's never been more clear and obvious how terrible this Yankee offense is when compared to the New York Mets. And it's, there's no other way to put it, an embarrassing display. And this Met team, let's take the Mets angle for a second before we'll get to the Yankees and how terrible they are. This Met team, I know that many Met fans, as I was just listening to Keith in his show and all the Met fans calling in, I understand the trepidation. I understand that, hey, I'm the Yankee fan trying to tell you, hey, the first 2 months matter and they can get back there. And I understand the first 2 months for the New York Mets were atrocious. I get it. And I understand that year after year, there's hesitation, and you've seen this lineup be ice cold and you've seen this team struggle. But right now, looking at this lineup top to bottom, you are getting performances from guys you never expected to get performances from. I mean, Bader gets a little sore. You got to play Taylor. He dominates the game with diving catches and home runs. You've got Iglesias and the oh my God. Forget the oh my God. He's killing it. He's got a 900 OPS. He's having the best year of his career. You are getting career performances from Iglesias, Vientos at the beginning of the year. Met fans like Sal Licata and many others because I happened to be filling in for Sal with BT the day that they signed JD Martinez, and Sal called in and was dancing on the grave of Vientos as he couldn't wait to send him down to the minor leagues. And now the guy is as dangerous and hits the ball as hard as anyone in baseball. You got Lindor, who Met fans have been killing for pretty much his entire tenure here. Whether it was doing nothing during last year's, you know, June swoon, or the streakiness of what has become one of the best players in baseball this year and has thrusted himself into the MVP conversation if the Mets continue to play like this. But he's a force right now hitting leadoff. Nimmo's cooled off, but he's on pace for 100-plus RBIs, having the best power and RBI season of his career. The least impactful offensive player has been their most impactful offensive position in every other year, Alonso. I mean, you are getting it up and down the lineup. And your starting rotation, yeah, sure, not stupendous, but serviceable. And yeah, we're going to see Kodai Senga on Friday and see what he can step in and do. But yeah, they don't go that deep. They tend to get walk happy at times. The bullpen is still an issue. But ultimately, when you look around the rest of the mediocre Major League Baseball, and it is mediocre, where the Yankees have been the worst team in baseball for 2 months, and they're a game and a half back, as you watch Baltimore, the team, the young, talented team, the Baltimore Orioles that were going to take Major League Baseball by storm, 100 games last year, can't beat the Marlins. The Atlanta Braves are dealing with injuries and haven't been nearly what they've been. The Dodgers are dealing with injuries. In this mediocre Major League Baseball season, watch this Met team play. And I know they beat the lousy Yankees, but look at this offense. They're as dangerous as anyone. And as we talk about the days leading into this trade deadline, why not go out there and be uber aggressive? You are getting to the point where over the last handful of weeks, the Mets have slowly transitioned from sellers, and the Subway Series probably won't even matter, and whether or not to trade Pete Alonso, to slowly getting better to the point of, hey, maybe it makes sense not to sell anybody, to then becoming somewhat of buyers, maybe upgrade on the fringes and little pieces, to the point now where you look at this Met team on ESPN in front of the whole world, a whole country, watching them absolutely dismantle the New York Yankees, take Gerrit Cole, who we're going to talk about in a second, 888-808-1019, give me a call on the disaster that was Gerrit Cole last night. Watch taking last year's Cy Young and the Yankees' best pitcher and only hope to try and get a game from the New York Mets, and watch him take him deep left and right, high fastballs, cutter, you know, that didn't cut anywhere down the middle of the plate, taking BP fastballs and hitting it 400 feet. Two home runs from Lindor, who, like I said, is going to be an MVP candidate. watching this team dominate the New York Yankees. Maybe it's time to transition to the next level and be serious at this trade deadline and be one of the handful of teams with real urgency to go out there and get the handful of pieces that are difference makers. Maybe you are more willing to part with some serious prospects to help this year's team, who quite honestly has shown that the lineup in particular is as good as any in baseball. And that's what you take away. I'm sorry, there's nothing else to take away. We can get into Aaron Boone and we will. Right? We can get into the disaster that is the New York Yankees and we will. But watching these games, watching the Subway Series that we go and get all hyped up for, the thing that jumps off the page is how far better the New York Mets are than the New York Yankees. That's it. And the Yankees have 60 wins. And the Yankees have been terrible, but they still have one of the best records in all of baseball, and they are dominated by this Met team. Dominated. At every turn. They throw lefty starting pitching at them that they can't hit. Their bullpen, you could call it a wash between the Yankee bullpen. Their bullpen came in and got outs, out of Eno, got big outs. Every time there was a situation where the Yankees could do something to help get back into the game or break open the game, the Mets bullpen came in and wasn't terrific, wasn't, you know, dominant. But hey, every single situation, whether it's obviously Diekman striking out Aaron Judge at the end of the game, or whether it's Ottaviano coming into this game and getting a big out from Volpe, whether it's in any situation, Nunez drops a ball at first base, doesn't matter, he'll overcome it. And meantime, what happens? Jeff McNeil, who's suddenly become hot and transformed this Met lineup into even another level with even less holes in it. Now who cares when Marte comes back? You got all these different options. You got every bullpen guy coming in for the Yankees giving up more and more and more and more. The difference between these two teams are jarring. It's stark. It jumps off the page. And right now, this Met team has impressed the hell out of me. And with the deadline rapidly approaching and all of us being uncertain about what Stearns' thought process is, I'm starting to lean into the idea that you're chasing something special. That in these big series, when you take on the New York Yankees, you dominate. This offense, top to bottom, is getting so many special seasons out of so many guys you wouldn't have expected it from, that who knows what these prospects are going to bring. All I know is right now, you've got a Song, you've got Grimace, you've got guys giving you from the bottom of the lineup the best seasons of their career. You got Senga coming back. It's almost to the point where, yeah, Maton's nice, and sure, you can get limited guys who can come in here and help the Mets. Great. Okay. How about you go out there and get impactful players that could legitimately help this team chase something special? Because as much as the story might be out of this game, especially for Yankee fans, for me included, obviously, what a disaster the Yankees are. Take a second, listen to that broadcast last night as they're just throwing flowers at the Mets all night long. What an impressive performance in these four games. What an impressive performance in these two in particular to come into Yankee Stadium and outpitch them, outhit them, outclass them, outwork them, outdefend them, outbase run them, out everything. And that leads me obviously to the New York Yankees, who were outclassed by the New York Mets, and the disaster that is this lineup. And yet, you know, well, I'm sure the cleanup hitters help? Did it matter what order Aaron Boone put the garbage in, like I talked about yesterday? Because they are 1-for-10 with running and scoring position, 11 left on base, 4-for-36 against the Mets with runners in scoring position. Embarrassing. Whether it was the first couple of innings in the games at Citi Field, whether it was all of these games at Yankee Stadium, they're inept. They're absolutely inept. The New York Mets came in to Yankee Stadium and beat up on the feeble New York Yankees. That's what happened. And now this Yankee team that is desperate for anything. And I'll tell you right now, listening to Boone in the postgame, yeah, I'm pissed off about a lot of the things he said. A lot of the things he said annoy me. And let me answer some of the questions, and we'll play some of the sound. But he talked about, when asked about this stretch, he didn't want to call it a stretch, and it's this. Let me answer that question right now. This is no longer a stretch. This is no longer a time period of struggle. This is no longer a rut or a slump. This is who they are. This is who the New York Yankees are. In my mind, that's who they were 2 months ago, was the best team in baseball, and I would argue anybody that's who they were, who they are right now with the construction of this lineup and the players they are presenting. Who are they? They are as bad as anyone in Major League Baseball. That's who they are. There is no longer trying to justify or clarify or try and figure out exactly what this means and what they're going through. This is who the New York Yankees are. They're two good hitters. Like Severino said, like we've all said, like Major League Baseball has said, like we all know, they are two good hitters and a bunch of slop. That's who they are. And we can blame Aaron Boone, and I'm right there with you. I'm going to get into whether or not Aaron Boone should be fired, because that seems to be the talking point after this game, whether they need a spark inside this clubhouse. We'll get to that. But this is so far much more about Brian Cashman and this roster than it is about Aaron Boone. Every decision other than Juan Soto has absolutely blown up in the Yankees' face. And we got to get into a lot of the different reasons why this Yankee team is the way it is. And if you want to get on this organization and this team, it goes deeper than the last month. It goes deeper into player development. Why is Anthony Volpe this bad for this long? Why is Verdugo having the worst season of his career? All right, he's never been a great player, but he was a serviceable player. He was a slightly above average player. Why has he been trash for 2 months? Why are they forced to play who they're playing? Why is J.D. Davis being forced into this lineup? And I'll tell you right now, I don't believe Boone is a puppet. I've never subscribed to that notion. I don't think he's dictated exactly what to do. I think, obviously, Brian Cashman is very hands-on. They have discussions on a daily basis. And sure, as you're losing and you feel like your job might be in trouble, yeah, you might listen to your boss. Maybe that's always plausible. But here's the point. When I watch J.D. Davis get thrown into this lineup, it feels like Brian Cashman saying, I traded for him, play him. And I'm watching this garbage that they throw out there, and we're trying to in the post game. We spend 5 minutes on whether or not it's a stretch or a slump or whatever we're going to call it. You know what we're going to call it? New York Yankee baseball. That's what it is. And you've got Soto talking about, hey, in the post game, you know, or yesterday too, talking about, well, listen, it's got to be more than two guys. Yeah, it's got to be more than two guys. And if they want to change this up, here's the bottom line. As you worry about whether Soto wants to be here or not, they better win, and he recognizes what's going on here. They all do. Nobody wants to say it, but they all recognize what's going on here. But unless Stan comes back and hits right away, unless they make deals that every single one of them hit at the deadline, this Yankee team is going nowhere. Because they need so many different guys. I heard Andy Martino talking about this too on the SMY, Sports Night or whatever the show is called, that the answers have to come from within. And I've been saying that over and over again. Volpe has to hit or they're not going to win. Verdugo has to hit or they're not going to win. Well, I'm starting to think, I don't know how long this has to go and whether it's a stretch or whatever else. How long does this have to go with players that are absolute trash who can't figure it out? How long before I think this is Anthony Volpe? How long before I think this is going to be Verdugo's year? How long? And we got the manager taking bows for being together in the dugout. That bothered me a little bit, but let's be honest. ESPN was saying the same damn thing. Maybe it is important. I don't know. What I know is wins and losses are important, and this team's as inept as we've seen. And I don't know if the deadline's going to be enough to fix them. It has to come from within, and I no longer have faith in any of these guys. And we can yell about the manager, and we can yell about whether or not he provides a spark, and we can yell about the intensity and whatever else. What intensity is going to change DJ LeMahieu from being a soft ground ball hitting machine? What intensity is going to change Anthony Volpe from rolling over on outside breaking balls to the shortstop over and over and over again? What kind of spark can the manager provide to make Verdugo not hit 15 for his last 110. Two teams in complete opposite directions, and were they never more on display than the offensive prowess that the Mets are providing and the meek and feeble lineup that is put forth by the New York Yankees. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. We're going to get more into Boone. We're going to get more into this Yankee lineup, and we're going to get more into what the Mets can do at this trade deadline to now bolster a team that is showing you. I know they're a couple days removed from splitting it with Miami, and I know that they lost the last game of the All-Star break to Colorado, and some guys have cooled off at times. They just showed up in a big game with the entire city watching in Yankee Stadium and absolutely dominated. Absolutely dominated. I think it's time to have a little bit more faith and a little bit more urgency from the Mets, not the players, but the idea that it is now time to provide enough for this team to actually go out there and not just slightly get better, or maybe you could do this, and hey, we're hoarding prospects, and I understand we're trying to build for the long term. Who knows what the long term looks like? I can tell you right now, I'm watching a team that's starting to feel special. And I don't care what situation your organization finds itself. I don't care when it pops up. When it does, you have to take advantage of it. Two teams, two opposite directions.